favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, visitors.
We have one visitor here tonight, but she's under new business, so we can wait till then, or...
Does she want...
Or we can move there now.
It's up to you.
Yes, we have... Yeah, so we'll just turn it over. We've got Alina Green here. She's here to talk about the Dean Foundation and honoring some board members at Dean Park. So I'll just turn it over to you. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for having me to do this meeting. So, is everybody here familiar with the Dean Foundation? So George Nelson and Jack Wall have been on the board for quite some time. George actually has been on the board since the inception of the Dean Foundation in 1981. And he and Jack just retired off the board at the end of March. And so one of the things that...
Just retired or just Jack Wall?
They both did, yes. So
soap, yeah, it'll be easier to mow around and keep trimmed up.
And I do like the sign there to tell the history of the foundation. Now, I come to Florida school, so I think that's a good one.
Somebody that has no idea what a lab could help you with that.
Foundation.
Has actually done, so it's good to have over to go to school, or, I don't know all of it, and I've been really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a short time in there, but.
I think there's one, just realizing, I don't think anybody knows how much, but everybody realizes how much foundation and for the community.
And still doing.
Yeah, and it's still doing.
So I'm all for that. If you can't get concrete ones.
I mean, it might be nice to pour a concrete foundation for this.
Yes, so you don't need it.
So you don't need it.
Do you have a spot in mind?
Not really, I'm going up there.
One here. We have.
Just the map, guys.
Aerial.
We have the technology. Let's take a look. Google Map it. I need to get. I can't. We kicked off Google Earth. Okay. Like, so this is what you were talking about, Chris, the sidewalk here.
Yeah.
There's this one, and then there's this one that runs up into the basketball court, right? So where were you thinking, Delina? Anywhere? Do you want it like in a shaded area? Do you want it out in the sun? Have you thought through that part yet?
I haven't been to the park to see like the upgrade and I don't know.
So right in the center is kind of
the open play area or something, yeah?
Right in the center above that vehicle is where the entrance is.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to put it like.
A good spot for the sign.
And then maybe the bench is.
The bench would be just straight ahead in between the two trees, kind of facing the corner.
Like this right in here, Chris, is what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, that's supposed to be a little bit too low. Yeah, right in there.
Right in there, you can't see because the trees.
Yeah, because there's two picnic benches to the south of those trees.
Right.
Or the south of the.
I would love to see that foul spot on the right turn into a dog park. Bring that back to city council.
I'm giving you a dog park. It's on the park.
Well, that's a long ways to walk.
I tried, Gary. I did. Chad wasn't here to say no.
I know.
Tried to sneak it in and.
Hold on. Well, we'll bring that up. But we have a master plan for that area, and so maybe we can.
Dog park.
Gosh, I hope not.
County's working on it.
Okay.
Gary, the trees are there. It's a natural place, right?
Yeah. Maybe we can incorporate the hinge and the thing into the master plan. Make sure we don't put it in a spot that would have to get moved later. Okay.
And I don't know if it would make sense if you wanted to do like a place meeting, and get some
So here's the thought. So the Bean Foundation, they've pretty much contributed like 50% to every park we've almost ever done.
Yeah.
So if we like donate the concrete, at least we should help too.
Okay.
I mean, just, maybe, what do you guys?
I actually don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, they gave us this ground for the park, they helped pay to build the park, they gave us like $50,000 or so to do the spray park. I think we should be able to contribute to this, right? You think the city?
Very nice.
I think that's a good idea. Maybe we should help you pay for whatever you want to help pay for. I think that's fair. Yeah, we can, like, you can design your sign, then you could get the concrete, put it in, something like that, make it easy on them. Right, and then did you want to do like a unveiling for doors and stuff? We could set that up.
Okay, yeah.
We could have a ring.
That's what I'm thinking.
With the big scissors.
Yeah.
The dog park opens. The foundation.
I'm gonna kick you off the committee.
Go ahead, I dare you. Please.
So we'll do the install, we'll set up a ribbon cutting. I think that's more than fair that we should participate in, or we should even just get more, but that's easy, we can easily do that.
We need to get the pilot.
We have the technology with Kelly to help set up the whole thing. When are you thinking you want to do this?
Well, and it'll all be depending on how long it'll take for these guys to manufacture it. So, what you would ask me on that, all the actual part of the quote, how the buttons are done, anything more. They want to come out and actually see the face, so that they can kind of tailor it on the thing while they're not there and then get it done on the thing.
Yeah.
So, hopefully by next summer, we can.
Yeah, we can advertise it, make it a whole deal. Well, our website, we have a website. Sorry, I took over.
I'm still pretty sure. I'm just thinking.
Looks very nice.
Yes, thank you.
I think we took care of the board members, right, for being part in the new business.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, consideration of John.
She did kind of fill me in on everything. So she set up on the trail between B Street and Oak Street. The date is, well, it's all listed here. But the theme, what she was telling me is we needed to
go ahead.
Do you want to do your updates now?
That's what I was, yeah.
Yeah, no, and I can keep them as long or as short as you guys want to. I mean, I can just kind of touch on the ones you're probably most interested in, that I think you'd be most interested in, like 10th Street, over Highway Sewer. I don't know what other ones you guys want to have up to its own. Like, we're doing a lot of the airport and everything else. I talk about those, but, you know, I still don't know how far. Happy to do as much or as little as you want.
What are you doing on 10th?
So 10th Street, we're going to pave it.
Oh, up the hill.
Yeah,
okay.
So that one's out for bid right now. Okay? And I think bids are due back at the end of this month. And then we've got it set up to whoever gets the contract, they'll start right after school starts. I mean, school ends. So we try to avoid that. Yeah. The Willow Heights one, that's that big development that we've been talking about over there by roundabout on JC. They have the road closed right now. They're moving forward.
Oh, over there by the sewer.
Yeah, where we put the sewer in several years ago.
That's why the detour signs are
there. Because they're putting in a new water line because they're starting to build that subdivision out.
And which one's that one?
That one's called Willow Heights. It's in
that
the triangle.
That would be the Grizzly in the city
yes.
view?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's the one that comes down to the roundabout.
They got it quick about there.
It's dragged in and construction is going to be reported.
Oh, Matt's doing it?
Mm-hmm, Matt's doing it. And so they're only going to have it closed for a little while they're doing the. I think what he wants to do is he's closing it so we can get the water line piece done. He may reopen it and then come back and reclose it to do the paving. But it's just easier for them to get the water line before it does to get in and out faster. So you'll see them do that. And then Chute Valley is part of the water line deal. They're going to be having to close down the corner of City View for about 3 or 4 hours to do the tie-in. And so we're trying to figure that on the southbound lane of City View coming to the roundabout. That's where that water line ties in. And so when they get ready to do that, which will be next week, it's be like for half a day, they're going to flag it. And so we're going to send out notices to everybody, which may just want to avoid that. For that Monday or Tuesday. But they're going to do it in between the school rushes. So there's that one, the Culvert Highway Sewer. We are done with the plans. They're now in DEQ's court. We're waiting on the DEQ to put up a bid. My gut tells me typically we'll get approval back from DEQ. Now that we're through all the environmental and the plans and everything, about a month, so then we'll post it in May. So then contractors will start June, maybe, I'm hoping. Let's see how it goes. It'll be a quick, oh, no, wait, we're not. We're not going to start that one until September.
I was going to say, why would you do it?
Nope.
People are going back and forth.
Yep, we're not going to do Culver Highway sewer until September, because it all goes through Kenny Pollock's field, and he wants to get me. So we're going to let them pay, then we'll come through and put it in.
Unless you get all that traffic to Lake Billy, mm-hmm. you would be messing with.
I don't know, I don't know if there's any water.
Well, the neat thing is, it's all through Kenny's field. There's nothing out on the road.
Nothing on the highway?
No, it's all through the middle of his field. Mm-hmm. So, but we don't want to mess up the safety. So we're not going to touch it until September. Up at the airport. The apron projects actually moving very rapidly.
There's a very site.
Yeah, it is. We found a wooden water line.
Oh, nice. Did you save it?
Yes, we did. Cool. I pulled Columbia, but somebody wanted to do, wants a military group of Michelin to do matches. So that would be the basis, so we just look for that. And there's a new access road built that Jordan put in. And then, what else is going on with there? Oh, the golf course. Getting their trail. Their trail, the park path. Yep, so they're gonna pay, they're gonna put in that, say, park path up to, all the way up to the tie-in, so then they won't be wanting a little bit of subdivision.
K3 got that one.
K3 got that one as well. So Shane's running that one, and pretty much he's gonna go as soon as K3 can get up there.
How about since we're already up there, the park, we were talking to the contractor, or the, you know, something.
You know, the trade.
About trade, and then we get back.
Yeah, if you get a new trade.
It's just sign the agreement. Right, so they're gonna do it, right, and I just have to carry the message, so. That's all, so, we'll do it.
So there's a seat in there.
They're gonna go grade it, and they're gonna put in some good dirt, so it's up to the rocky. So they're gonna clean it all up, get all the weeds, then they'll seed it, and then they'll plant trees, and then put it back there.
Are homes still going in like crazy or something?
I have, so Michelle's at the bottom. I dumped all the homes on the dirt. I've just been doing it.
It's kinda slowed down.
Has it?
Yeah, they've seen,
guy who...
Actually, he keeps telling us he invented Microsoft Teams.
Are the ones down on J? The ones that look like...
J and 10.
Yeah.
J and 10.
They look like they've been hit by the wind and blown sideways.
Very much so. Didn't view it today, because we tried to figure out how to put the sidewalks aside for...
Are they the ones though?
One for each unit.
Yeah, they would have to put a sidewalk into each unit coming down our stairs, coming down the sound detector.
Yeah.
I said, man, can't you just do a wraparound sidewalk with one stair? And he goes, that's my job. I mean, I would push that. I'm like, do you really want to build eight sets of stairs, or do you want to build two? So they're trying to get done, but that one has been...
It seems like it's been a standstill. Like, you know, it was go, 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 it goes fast, and it just seems like it's completely slowed down. I don't think it's going to go that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Park Place Phase Two is moving in.
Yeah, have they started construction?
No, I haven't started moving there yet.
That's the Gisbert one over there on East Street, across from Skate Park, going up to Pine and Cedar Hill.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, the light.
My light, I'm here to have that for you, so. My light, you just do it when you have to.
Yeah, your light. Yeah.
And I'm not sure what's going on, but on Seventh Street, I noticed by the library, they got a big dumpster there by that. Houses got more garbage outside than...
There's, I think there's somebody doing a house over there.
Are they doing a remodel? No, this is a house that's been there. It's had garbage outside.
It's been remodeled. I do not know that.
There's a great big one of those open dumpsters, you know. Doesn't look like it has the lid. They got all kinds of...
You got the, he got the speed radar signs up on Oak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far so good. I haven't heard anything yet. You know.
I was wondering why we didn't have them coming down that hill
on
the rise down that.
On 26?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to the chief about that the other day, and I said, you know, because we got ODOT to do what? I can stop. Okay. Oh, I was just going to say, we got ODOT to put in that one up on 97, and then we did the one down here.
Uh-huh.
That's an ODOT sign. All we got to do is stop.
Hey, we need one coming down 26.
I hope
those people can fly. That's why they maybe ended up in the...
You have a contact? Oh, sorry, it's still on here. Do you have the contact for ODOT for those guys for doing those speed signs?
No. I think I've been meeting here.
You're meeting with, oh, you're doing your big group, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you pretty much find out who does that. Because I think the last time, the one we did on 97, because I know we needed them on 26, just north of Loud's. As you're coming into town, we have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just to, you
know. The one about the one that I didn't carry, the one that was in the off 26 to be.
Yep. Yep.
You had a car right before that hotel.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. I agree. Were you talking about that? Because the last one they did, like this one down here, they charged us, but that one up there they did for free. So if they'll do another one for free, or even if they split it with us.
Just slowing traffic down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got some support from the police chief, I'm sure.
Yeah, actually, he was the one who brought it up, that the people said we should put another one up there. And that was the feedback we got from the police department, too, for the ones on Oak. They saw that, and then they were like, we have other places. And I go, that's a cop. Let me know, and I can come back to her for a street and say, there's a proposal to put them here. So, sorry. I'm on the way.
This is the house that's in front of the road.
Oh, okay.
When are the asphalt places?
That's
they're running.
They're up and running.
fixed, I think, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you did it or they did it when they blacktopped up the new Texas that they built all those for.
No, my guys were out there.
Did they? It all happened at the same time.
Oh.
Oh, did they do that?
I don't know.
He can take care of you.
Yeah. Now I go down to go clear over and so down. And they're about ready to open, so.
Oh, yeah. I have a question. I'm already going to go to that.
Go ahead.
How many trees are we planting, Chris? Do you have an idea?
Oh, what did we do last year? We did a bunch.
We did a ton, but I don't think anything happened.
I think we were doing like 10 this year.
Okay, that would be perfect.
I just have a suggestion. I don't know if you can do it or not, or who's in charge of the park? Are you?
That guy.
Okay. Up at Bean Park, the last two summers, I have a group, we have a group that meets up there, tries to. They always turn the underground sprinklers on at noon. And so there you are sitting there at the picnic table. Yeah. Every
time.
Oh no, it comes on. And the guy was mowing one day and said, pretty soon the sprinklers are going to be coming on, so you may want to move.
What?
Yeah.
I think it changed the timing on that.
Well, that's what, and I've been meaning to ask if you could do it at night, not during the day.
That's a pretty hard fix. Close to water at night.
Okay. Well, if we go up and it happens again.
Yeah, see, delegate, they'll delegate down. They're just going down the creek.
Okay. Well, every year we bring it up. I hope they don't water. If it comes.
Which part was this?
Up at Bean, down past the restrooms, and you go down and sort of around. And the wind blows.
We're just doing that.
I believe it. We leave.
Don't worry. Use that part of the day.
No.
Closed at night, with water in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Come for a midnight snack. Okay, let's go on. Anything else? Bill? You're awfully quiet.
Driving.
All right. So if there's nothing else, let's adjourn and we can stretch.
Cool. Thank you.